So the chapter title is The History of Life of Ajamil, text 34 to 36. So we'll read the first verse, then others I will just read and then we'll continue. So we will read word by word first and then we'll repeat the whole sentence by sentence. Sarve पद्मा पलक्ष्यः पिता कौशेया वाससा कीर्तनिया कुंडलिनो लसत् पुष्कारा मालिना सर्वे पादा पलाक्षः सर्वे पद्मा पलाक्षः पिता कौशेया वाससा कीर्तना कुंडलिनो लतत् पुष्कारमालिना सर्वे पद्मा पलाक्षः पिता कौशेया वाससा कृतना कुंडलिनो लसत् पुष्कारमालिना सर्वे पद्मा पलाक्षः पिता कौशेया वाससा कीर्तनीया कुंडलिनो लतत् पुष्कारमालिना. So I will read the second and third verses also, which is 35 and 36. Sarve cha nutana vyasas व्यायासा सर्वे चारु चतुर्भुजा धनुर निष्टांगी गदा शंका चक्रांभुजा श्रिया दिशो विधिमाजलोका कुर्वन्तः सेवेन तेजस किम् अर्थम् धर्मा पलाशया किंकरम् न निषेदता. Word to word translation. Sarve, all of you, Pada Palashyaksha, with eyes like the petals of a lotus flower, Pita, yellow, Kausheya, silk, Vasasa, wearing garments. Kritina, with helmets. Kundalina, with earrings. Lasat, glittering. Puskara Malina, with a garland of lotus flowers. Sarve, all of you. Cha, also. Nutana Vayasaha, very youthful. Sarve, all of you. Charu, very beautiful. Chatubhuja, with four arms. Dhanu, bow. Nishanga, quiver of arrows. Asi, sword. Gada, club. Shanka, consul, chakra, disc, ambuja, lotus flower, shreya, decorated with, disha, all directions, with mira, without darkness, alokaha, extraordinary illumination, kurvantaha, exhibiting. Svena, by your own Tejas, effulgence. Kim Artham,
what is the purpose?
Dharma Palasya, of Amaraj, the maintainer of religious principles. King Karan, servants. Na,
us.
Nishedadha,
you are forbidding.
So, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The other carriers of Amaraj say, your eyes are just like the petals of lotus flowers, dressed in yellow silken garments, decorated with garlands of lotuses, and wearing very attractive helmets on your heads, earrings on ears. You all appear fresh and youthful. Your four long arms are decorated with bows and quays of arrows, and with swords, clubs, conchs, discs, and lotus flowers. Your effulgence has dissipated the darkness of this place with extraordinary illumination. Now, sirs, why are you obstructing us? So we will read purport. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Before even being introduced to a foreigner, one becomes acquainted with him through his dress, bodily features and behavior, can thus understand his position. Therefore, when the Yamadutas saw the Vishnudutas for the first time, they were surprised. They said, by your bodily features, you appear to be very exalted gentlemen, and you have such a celestial power that you have dissipated the darkness of this material world with your own effulgence. Why then should you endeavor to stop us from executing our duty? It will be explained that the Yamadutas, the order carriers of Yamaraj, mistakenly considered Ajamil sinful. They did not know that although he was sinful throughout his entire life, he was purified by the constantly chanting the holy name of Narayana. In other words, unless one is a Vaishnava, one cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava. The dress and bodily features of the residents of Vaikuntha Lokas are properly described in these verses. The residents of Vaikuntha Loka, who are decorated with garlands and yellow silken garments, have four arms holding various weapons. Thus they conspicuously resemble Lord Vishnu. They have the same bodily features as Narayana because they have attained the liberation of Swarupya, but they nevertheless act as servants. All the residents of Vaikuntha Loka know perfectly well that their master is Narayana or Krishna, that they are all his servants. They are all self-realized souls who are Nitya Muktas, everlastingly liberated. Although they could conceivably declare themselves as Narayana or Vishnu, they never do so. They always remain Krishna consciousness and serve the Lord faithfully. Such is the atmosphere of Vaikuntha Loka. Similarly, one who learns the faithfulness service to Lord Krishna through the Krishna consciousness movement will always remain in Vaikuntha Loka and have nothing to do with the material world. Om Agnana Trimindasya Jnananjala Salakaya Chakshurumitam Ena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Tapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamam Daditam Swayam Paditam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gura Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we will read the translation again. So perhaps all of you can repeat. The order carriers of MRS say, your eyes are like the petals of lotus flowers, dressed in yellow silken garments, decorated with garlands of lotuses, and wearing very attractive helmets. On your heads and earrings on your ears. You all appear fresh and youthful. Your four long arms are decorated with bows and quivers of arrows and with swords, clubs, punchers, discs and lotus flowers. Your effulgence has dissipated the darkness of this place with extraordinary illumination. Now, sirs, why are you obstructing us? Hare Krishna. As we all know, so this is actually a beautiful chapter, which is history of life of Ajamil, primarily demonstrating, you know, the power of Urini. In previous verses, other Pravachana Acharyas have already discussed about, the life of, the Ajamil led his life. He spent, almost up to, youthful. So he was clearly a pure Brahman and followed all the rituals performed, remembered Lord Narayan. Of course, even before that, he was well trained in Gurukul. So he is a very, very well trained Brahmana. However, so due to incident of observing a, low class lady, prostitute, hugging another person, so he got attracted and end up, fell down, and we heard that. So he led life up to 80 plus years, and when he was at 80, he still had one young son, and he named that young son as name as Narayan. I think that was one of the glorious thing he has done after getting married, because obviously when there is a marriage, 99.9% there will be children. So when you have children, and so you need to name them correctly. You can't call them children 1, children 2, children 3. But some places they do. Sometime in English they say William 1, William 2, William 3. Correct? So there are even some politicians who have got name like that. But here, look like in Vedic culture. So they are given a name, and most of the time the names are generally tend to be names of Lord Narayana. Some are named as Rama, some are named as great devotees of Lord also, Hanuman. So we have some of the devotees in the congregation who named as Hanuman Das or Hanuman Prabhu. So Hanuman also is there. So Lord or Lord, Lord's great servants. So this way, the parents hope that one day this person will exhibit those qualities, if not at birth. So generally at birth, I think they are very innocent. They look very beautiful. But over a period of time, they may acquire divine qualities, or they may acquire bad qualities. Both situations are there. But having Lord name can be really excellent. So this way we can, because we are going to call our children often, and by calling them, we can end up, process of practice, remembering Lord. Maybe we are not remembering Lord, but we are remembering the kid, our children, our kids. So in the process, we keep remembering that name, and name works. So this is like medicine Prabhupada often gives. There is a medicine, and doctor prescribes, so take this medicine, it will cure your disease. So we may not know the composition of medicine. So, what are elements are there, what are chemicals are there, how they are made, and how we actually affect and where we affect, we have no idea. But simply take it and it works. Same way, we may not really know the glory of Lord Narayana, glory of Lord Vishnu, glory of Lord Sri Krishna. But still, we are repeating, may not be intentionally as a Lord name, but as our children name. So we are keep repeating and we achieve success. And this, not only as a father achieving success, even the people with demonic qualities have achieved success, like Kamsa. You know, so Kamsa was always remembering Krishna. So he was actually Krishna consciousness, but in mood of enmity. But he also achieved liberation. So may not be as a direct servant of Lord Krishna, but achieved liberation. So the holy name is glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam, in all our Puranas. So whether you remember favorably or unfavorably or neutrally, so it works. And that is very well glorified in this Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6, especially in this chapter. So here the conversation, this Ajamil was about to leave his body. So his soul is about to leave body. Perhaps Ajamil was also experiencing pain and fear when Vishnudasa arrived. At that time, somehow he remembered his son calling Narayana. Now, sometime you call son name for various reasons, or you were close and dear ones while leaving the body. So maybe thinking that what will happen to them? If I leave the body, who will take care of the son? He is such a little baby. So that is one interpretation, and it is very common. So when people leaving body, sometimes people beg doctor, can you please extend my life by another 4 months? And during the 4 months, I will perform marriage of my daughter, then I will write a will so that property goes to so and so persons, not taken by the government or some other people whom I don't intend to be taken. So all these reasons are there. People beg. You will see, even in Prabhupada gives so many examples of instances where people have begged doctors to extend their life. Of course, we know that if Lords want to take away, nobody can extend the life. But still, we still have hope that our doctors can really extend our life for a few more days, a few more years, so that we can perform holy duty. So that is one of the reasons why people call their most dear one. Or they think someone actually depends on this person. If he dies, if this Ajamila has died, maybe who will take care of his son Narayana? So he was worried. So he's a small baby born at 80. And then these parents, they tend to have very much favorable attachment to the smallest child. Correct? Even though they may be very mischievous, so they are forgiven. Whereas the first one is always danda. Correct? So responsibility. Then even if you make small mistake, so punished. Whereas the last child will be very much looked after and very kind to that person in spite of whatever they do. So here Ajamil called Narayana, and immediately Yamadutas have come. So we today are reading the conversation between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. This verse, this 34 to 36 what we read, so is primarily statement of Yamadutas, who are order carriers of Yamaras. So they are in a way asked, they have seen Vishnudutas and they never saw such effulgent personalities in their life. So they were very busy all the time going and catching sinful persons. So neither the people who were catching them, the Yamadutas whom they are catching, they were not looking beautiful at all. They were already sinful, plus in such a miserable condition, and then people who are surrounding them are also miserable generally. Correct? If a person is miserable, you don't expect a great devotee around them, generally. So most of the time. So they always never got an opportunity to see such effulgent personality. And the first time they got this opportunity, and then they are describing how they look like. Actually, this is very good. So if you want to know how Lord looks like, so you look at Vishnu Dutas and they have achieved liberation, which is the form exactly same as Lord Narayana, Lord Vishnu, and which is described here. So the first they are saying, your eyes are like petals of lotus flower, right? So you can see that means the eyes are very beautiful. If you are very good artist and you want to draw a picture of how Lord looks like, and you just read this verse and draw a picture, and then you become Lord Narayana, right? And in fact, in Srimad Bhagavatam we have many art works are written by various devotees, various disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So many of these are not ready made from somewhere and brought it. But actually, Jadurani is one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who has read many of these Srimad Bhagavatam verses, and based on that, she created some of the pictures. Right? Which means, so we see, all these, many of these pictures are actually, created by devotees simply by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Srimad Bhagavatam is like a window to the spiritual world. So if I want to see outside, sometime, is it raining, is it sunny, should I go to temple, what do we do? Pre-mobile age, so we used to open a door or a window and see through window, so see the situation. So if it is favorable, so we do go to temple. If it is not favorable, we go to work or do something else. Right? So this is what we should do. But now with mobile era, with smart mobile phones, not just dumb mobile phones, they are smart mobile phones, and they will check what is happening today. How is the weather like every hour by hour. So that is the modern way of looking. But now our eyes are not perfect, right? And in fact, we cannot see just Radhavalva from here clearly if I remove my spec. Right? I can see, but not perfect. Right? I won't be able to see clearly how the eye looks like. Is it like a petal? We may not. So we have to take help of instrument like this spec. Right? So now this Srimad Bhagavatam is an instrument for us to, this is the best telescope. Not available in the material world. No one can manufacture a telescope using which we can see spiritual world. And every year all these astronomers are building big telescope. Some of them can see a few long distance stars, and they also see the end of the universe. So few years ago they saw end of the universe. Then after a few more years later, then they again built a new powerful telescope, and they try to see, is it the end? Earlier what they saw, that the border of the universe, now it went far away. So it is, as you build bigger and bigger powerful telescope, it is going far and far. So then what is the conclusion? They said universe is expanding. And because of this conclusion, and this fellow who said this universe is expanding, couple of them together, they got highest award, scientific award. What is highest scientific award? Nobel Prize. Correct? Nobel Prize. And the person who got this Nobel Prize is none other than a professor in Austrian University. Right now he is the Vice Chancellor of Austrian University. If you want to know about, you can see. So what is his conclusion? He said universe is expanding. Not only he and a few other people together, they said we can't see the end. So it's vast. And we know that, of course. So if you can't, so that is one way of expanding and learning about universe. But other ways we can consider Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this picture you see here. Correct? So many universes are appearing from Lord Vishnu's body. Correct? Mahavishnu. So many universes are appearing. And we see that, it's very difficult to see the end of this universe. And there are many pastimes about, is there an end to this universe? You probably heard about the story of Shiva and Lord Brahma. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma trying to measure where is the end. Right? So, some didn't see the end at all. So, even the demigods were not able to see the end. And what to speak about this living small, tiny living entities on this earthly planet to be able to find the end. We don't know whether they will find the end. But anyway, so this is going on. So, so in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see clearly a window to the spiritual world. So, so not only end of this world, and how many universes are there, you know, innumerable universes in this material world, then similarly, innumerable universes, you know, universes of planets in spiritual world also. All that is there, described. So today's verse is primarily discussing about appearance of, Nitya Siddha, a person who achieved, you know, Nitya Siddha, who always remembered Lord, how they live in Vaikuntha Loka and how do they look like. So verse today is about, all about how do they look like. And that is how Lord also looks like. Even in Bible, you know, we hear Bible, there is one statement that says, Lord made humans in His image. Correct? So if you believe in Bible and we take that statement as it is and accept it, so therefore we can say the living entities who are living in that universe, I mean in the planet where Lord is living, whether it may be Goloka Vrindavan or Vaikuntha Lokas, where Lord Narayan is, how they look like? So, they look like Lord, correct? So, exactly same features, bodily features, very divinely qualities. So, the first, Kamala Netra, usually when you are describing, you start describing beauty of eye, correct? So, even if whether you are describing a man or a woman, how they look like, people start praising. You know, if you read some novels or, songs, whether they are mundane songs or spiritual songs, they start with beautiful describing the eye, lotus eye. We say lotus eye, Kamala Netra. So Vishnudas are saying that these Yamadutas are saying that the Vishnudas are looking. They have their eyes like a lotus petal, lotus eye. Then what about their dress? Of course, we can describe any other bodily features. Dresses. What dress they are wearing? So they are wearing yellow, dhoti, yellow dress. Then they were also decorated with, decorated means, so they were wearing a very nice garland. And the life of garland is almost like eternal. Not like our garland, we wear one day okay, two day okay, maybe third day it will become dry and rare, it will become more fully dry. Sometimes they may smell also, correct? Of course they smell, but they smell badly sometimes. So if it is catching some, sometimes there will be insect living as well, correct? So there will be insect as well. So this garland is not just garland, flowers, insect and thread as well. Okay, so but whereas these, the garlands from spiritual world, why to speak of garlands from spiritual world? Even the garland from heavenly planet like Indra's planet, even they are also very, very aromatic. And you hear story of how Lord Krishna went to Indra Loka and brought a tree from there and planted here. And there is a nice pastime about Satyabhama and Rukmini. And there is another story. But you can see these flowers, the garland made from flowers are very, very attractive. And that is noted here. And they are also wearing very attractive helmet. So on their head, so helmet that is kirita, so very attractive kirita. And those of you who remember the kirita that is put to Radha, Girigodhan and Radhani on the day of Girigodhan celebration day that we had here, very beautiful kirita. I think that is probably not put every day, but it is probably reserved for a special day. Radha Giridhari. So Radhani was wearing very special helmet. So here you see they are also wearing helmet. And we put helmet on locks also. So we are actually replicating that. So you can see a kirita on Gaurita, you can see kirita on Radha Vallabha, you can see kirita on Jagannatha Baladeva Subhadra. So Jagannath is also wearing very helmet, very attractive helmet, attractive kirita on his head. and ear and earrings on their ears. So of course earrings are also varieties. So the earrings worn by Radharani and then Lord Krishna and Jagannath also, he also sometimes they put the earring here. So we can see very beautiful earrings of Gaurita, and their colors are changing. Every day you come and watch very carefully and you will see that the colors of earrings change. I think they are more and more matches with the rest of the dress. So when the dress are a bit more yellowish, the earring also yellowish. When dress are green, earring also greenish. Not only earring but also this, what do we call, you know, we put here tikli for Radharani. So during Sayanarati, if you have a honor of doing Sayanarati, you also have honor of putting tea to do rest. And you will have definitely opportunity to see the Radharani is this Bindi. You know, that is very much matches with the dress. So match with the dress. So this, I think, the Vaikuntha Lokas prefer to have a yellow garment most of the time. They also change the dress, but at least here we don't see, but at least that's a yellow one. So earrings are very beautiful. So you can see, similarly, we have the replica, so beautiful earrings. And they appear fresh and youthful. This is very, very important. They ever appear fresh and youthful. That means, in spiritual world, however bodily feature will be like, okay, yes, similar to Narayana, do we become old like the way we become in earthly planet? So, no. So that is the distinction between spiritual world and material world. In material world, so these four problems of life. Birth, then old age, disease, and the death. So these are the four problems of our life. So all these spirituality or scriptures are primarily, you know, inspiring us how we can overcome these four defects, four problems in this world. Of course, there are many miseries as well. But at least this birth, death, old age and disease. So no one can avoid. No one can avoid birth. No one can avoid death. Correct? So you might extend, you know, you might live like Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma will live trillions of trillions years compared to us. Correct? Trillions of trillions years. Then you can say trillion is so big, therefore there is no death. So that is one conclusion. Right, you can say it is so big that we can't fathom how many trillions years Lord Brahma lives. Whereas human beings live for 100 years maximum or a little bit more. Sometime we hear that some people are living 104 years, 105 years. In newspapers recently you see that someone is turning from 103 to 104. So though somehow they live, you know, very healthy, healthy lifestyle, healthy habit, and they are likely exposed to a unpolluted air, and then likely that they drank water which is also pure, likely that they ate more and more organic vegetables. Correct? So these days this organic and non-organic distinction is there. But earlier 20-25 ago there was no such distinction because everything was organic. Correct? I never heard of organic or non-organic vegetables. So it's all organic. Whatever we take from the field, it's all organic. Whereas that distinction is there. Yeah. So this kind of distinction computer picture. But someone who followed so this perfectly, they might live 100 years full, but a little bit more. So maybe someone, they also know very nicely about the art of eating, just like our Adipurusha. So usually I consider Adipurusha. Should I eat this first? Should I eat that? He will say, if you eat salad, don't eat any cooked food for at least 20 minutes. So he is my, eating, art of eating guru. So he knows. So if anybody has a problem of what to eat, what not to eat, please consult him. I am just, just following few of those advice, not fully, but I need to follow it seriously. So that we can keep our body healthy. This is important. You know, you can't say, oh, this is my body, I can do whatever I want. This is what people say. But actually, body is the gift of Lord. And this human form of life is a gift given to us and put at crossroad to make this successful. Correct? Otherwise we'll be doing this, you know, samsara chakra, birth, death, old age, disease, birth, death, old age, disease. Correct? And then nobody likes to be old. Right? Sometimes people want to, you know, if you are in corporate ladder, so if you look too younger, they won't give you promotion. Sometimes people, you know, apply some like white traces on hair so that they look like a little bit senior experience and get a promotion. That's one way of getting promotion also. But if you become too old, they think this person is, you know, outdated. So they won't give promotion. But here in the spiritual world, everybody youthful. Lord Krishna's age is like 16 years always, everlasting, ever youthful. And similarly, if you go to Vaikuntha Loka, go to Goloka Vrindavan, and you will also be youthful. No, fully youthful. That means full of energy. Then when you are performing seva to Lord, you do with full enthusiasm. Correct? If our energy level is very low, it is generally a bit difficult to do, perform arti nicely. Even during Gavarati or other, during festival, the pujaris do so nicely. For example, our Bhaktiman does so nicely and swings his, chamara so nicely. I can't do like him. Correct? Perhaps he has got better energy. So he has some little mystic siddhi, looks like. So he can swing this, that nicely. Best performance he can put together as a pujari. That's why he's head pujari. So we have to perform nicely, so we need energy. So youthfulness is very, very important in this life also. So therefore we need to take care of this body here. But anyway, if you go to spiritual world, in spiritual world they are ever fresh and youthful. And when we look at Krishna's age, we say Krishna is, like 16 years old. When Lord Krishna was here on this earthly planet, 500 years ago. Usually we say always 5,000 years. Correct? Now we say Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. And we keep saying the same thing for last 500 years. Correct? So at least 5,500 years or more of that. When Lord Krishna was here, so he was also very, very youthful. And I'm sure a lot of you have seen here. On Srimad Bhagavatam cover, generally you see, so Lord Krishna and Arjuna. So now you look at Arjuna and Lord Krishna. So who looks more youthful? Yeah, Lord Krishna looks youthful. But actually the age of Lord Krishna was more than Arjuna. Arjuna was already looking like like me. So almost, little past the middle age and then getting into, yeah. So he's looking old, but although he's younger. Whereas Lord Krishna was older than, it seems, according to Prabhupada, more than 100 plus years, and he was already having grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So Lord Krishna, at Kurukshetra Yudha, at that time he has a grandchildren, great-grandchildren, so many. So at this age, if someone has a grandchildren, great-grandchildren, I don't think he can really participate in any war. Correct? So he won't be able to even walk as well. Correct? And even coming to temple will become a big difficulty at the age of 90, 95, 100, difficult. But whereas Lord Krishna was much older than Arjuna, but he was looking full fresh, full of energy. Correct? So Lord is exhibiting that quality, that you are ever youthfulness. So fully youthful. And then your long arms are decorated with bows. And these arms are decorated with bows, arrows, swords, club, consoles, disc and lotus flower. So this talks about what is dog holding. We say Shankha, Chakra, Padma, Gada. So when Vishnudasas came, so they were holding all those weapons. And there you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the photo there, art that Mataji has created. So that was done by Mataji. So you can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibiting all other his weapons. You know, usually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks like us, but yellow color. Sarvabhamatacharya. He is showing his form, how the Lord is. Right? So, initially maybe they didn't think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord Himself. So, there he is showing the features of Lord Rama. Lord Rama has bow and arrow. Then he shows features of Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna, of course, he doesn't carry bow and arrow. He is just playfully always enjoying. Satchidananda. Right? So, flute. He is carrying flute. So, he can control everything through just flute song only. Correct? So, he can attract humans, gopas, gopis, cows, monkeys, peacocks, all of them. They simply dance to the tune of his peacock. That is his weapon. So, he doesn't need bow and arrow to threat anybody. Correct? If he need to kill, he doesn't need, he can do that through just by his wish. Correct. So that is Lord Krishna. Then of course, as a sannyasi, he is also holding Tridanda. So that's what we see. So here, Vishnu Dusas are also holding all that. They are holding Shankha. They are holding Chakra. So of course, Krishna has a Chakra. Lord Narayana has a Chakra. They have Padma in their hand. And Gada, of course. And if you see here, our Jagannatha Swami, he also has a Gada. Who else has a gada on the altar? Narasimhadev. Correct? So Narasimhadev there, they has gada, Narasimhadev. So just the deity, Sarikramsila deity, just next to Radharani, in front of Radharani. So you see Narasimhadev. And Narasimhadev has gada. And how does he hold gada? It depends upon the devotee. Someday, I was always mystery, I do not know what is the right way. Someday I see Lord Narasimhadev holding, putting gada here, next, yeah, sometime full side, sometime left side, sometime right side. I think this is the pastime between Narasimhadev and his devotees who are decorating him. So these are how they look like. But anyway, gada. And what for these, mean for? What do they do? Why do we need? Who, for whose purpose? Shankha, Chakra, Padma, Gada. So, they are mean for different personalities. So this Shankha, Lord reserves Shankha for his devotees. So if he touches that Shankha to your head, you get all the enlightenment, you become divine. So if you, Dhruva Maharaj, he performed tapas for so many months. And he performed tapas so severe, so every day the level of tapas is increasing, severity is increasing. And he started performing so much of tapas that now he stopped breathing also. No breath in, no breath out. Correct? Sometimes when you are doing yoga, you go to yoga practitioners, they teach you breathing exercise. Through breathing exercise you can control your stomach size. So you want to reduce your stomach, you do breathing exercise or improve your heart circulation, breathing exercise. So there, Dhruva Maharaj is performing, he is also exactly Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Lord Narayana, he is also keep remembering Lord, just like Arjuna. So there he was, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, that mantra he is repeating, that is the mantra given by his Guru Narada Muni. So he is keep repeating, and he reduced his bodily needs to an extent where the final phase was he stopped even breathing, but through as a result, so because of that he becomes so heavy that whole universe is shaking, all the planets are shaking, the position is changed, correct? Earth is shaking and everything is shaking. Then usually everybody gets frightened, even Indra got frightened, all of them got frightened. So that is when Lord Narayana appears. Yes, this is the climax time for me to give darshan to Dhruva Maharaj. So when he appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj, what did he do? So he touched his Shankha. So Shankha is meant for devotees. Then the Chakra. So what do they do with the Chakra? Why Chakra is there? Chakra is a weapon. So chakra is for non-devotees. Correct? So if they are not, if they are becoming more demonic and causing trouble to all other devotees, all the living entities, and of course Lord will use chakra to cut off the head of that demonic person. And you will see, like if you read Lord Krishna's book, you will see Lord Krishna using the chakra at various times. So so during Rajasya Yajna, you know, when Yajna is happening, so this Shishupal was always objecting anything that's happening. He, right from birth, he has been committing so many sinful acts and causing trouble to Lord Krishna and others. So during Rajasya Yajna, when Shishupal crosses limit, Lord has given him, he will excuse 100 sins or offenses he commits to Lord Krishna. So once the 100 over, okay, his limit is finished. So then what did Lord Krishna do? So he just ordered his chakra. So this chakra went and cut off the head of Shishupal. And of course we see this use of chakra in other places also, like in Mohini Rupa. When Lord appeared in Mohini Rupa, so this so they had this nectar to distribute it. So Lord made one row devatas, other row these all asuras. They sat and giving them nectar. So first Mohini, Lord is a Mohini, distributing it to devatas, and they said then afterwards to asuras. Asuras agrees for the deal. Correct? It was asuras who agreed. Why did they agree? You know that. So they were all very lustful. So when they saw Mohini Rupa so beautiful, they are ready to do anything, sacrifice anything. So Mohini says, okay, you accept me, that you trust me that I will distribute this. Yes, I trust. Then do you agree that I will serve for devatas and then serve you? Agreed? Yeah, they agreed. Yeah, so they are like a dolls. They can be danced to any tune. If the beautiful lady comes, they can be danced. That's what happened. Anyway, so while serving, this Sini realized that looks like this asuras are not going to get this nectar. So this Sini had a mystic power. So he transformed himself, looked like a demigod, and went and sat next to Chandra Suryadeva. Then somehow he also managed to get one ball of nectar. Then he's drinking, then about to go, then I think Chandra recognized. So he said, no, this is asura. Then immediately again, Lord has released the chakra and cut off his head. So he's still living, Sani. So his chakra only head only, because he drank that nectar, okay, amrita. So living. Anyway, so this chakra is meant for, vanquishing this demonic or demonic qualities. So this chakra is generally meant for the purpose, Shankha chakra. Then Padma, we know that if you are offering this Padma or flower, lotus flower to anybody, so generally you offer with love, correct? Even in mundane material world, so you take a Padma, one lotus flower, offer it to whomever you offer. So generally it is the expression of love and affection, and you give it to someone you love and affection. Obviously, if Lord is holding one, he will give it to his devotee. Okay, so it is auspicious, that is meant for devotees. Then of course, and so this, then Gada, Shankha, Chakra, Padma, Gada, finally Gada. So Gada is for what? So devotees don't need Gada. Generally Gada stick is associated with chastising. So this Gada is again meant for demonic. To either removing demonic qualities or demonic personalities who cause trouble to the world. So Gada, that's the meat for. So that's why we see, of course Lord Krishna is not holding Gada. So only Narasimhadev is holding Gada, then Lord Narayana has a Gada. So when some of the demons don't cause trouble, so they use Gada. And we see all this Dashavatara, even starting from especially if you go to, say, Varaha Deva.
So Varadeva has to fight with brother Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyaksha. So you see there they were fighting with Gada. Correct? So even that Hiranyaksha also was holding Gada to fight. Then both were fighting with Gada. And then of course you've seen Narasimhadeva also has Gada. Okay? So Gada is there. So Gada is used for beating. So beating with demonic personalities. To establish religious principle. To establish harmony in the world. Harmony is much more maybe like a more moral mundane type, but it is also important to establish harmony. So anything that is coming on the way of harmony between Lord devotees and the Lord himself, so need to be eradicated. So Gada can also be used. Yeah, so those Gada. So here, so these Vishnu Dutas came with Gada. What did they do? So actually these, Yamadutas. So in previous verse we heard that this Yamadutas have art of how to extract a soul from your body. Correct? So they have an instrument that will take her. So we don't have. Correct? But they have. So only they know this mystic art. So because Yamaraj knows, and obviously Yamaraj knows means he will tell his order carriers, that is his Dutas. Correct? So Yamadutas. So they came and about to extract his soul. At that time, what did they do? So these Vishnu Dutas, they're holding this Gada, let us say, they put in front of it. Correct? You can't take out. So that is the Gada. So that is where they use this Gada to stop them taking away soul of this Ajan. So that is Senka Chakra Padma Gada. And here we also they are saying, oh, your effulgence has dissipated the darkness of this place with external illumination. Essentially, material world is a dark place. Correct? And when the person is leaving a body, what does he see? All his life activities are appearing in the front. Most of them are, darkest only. Demonic, sinful. So, it's a darkness. And this material world, when it is created, it is dark only. So that is why we have got sun and moon. If this is a self-effulgence universe, then we don't need sun and moon. If you go to Vaikuntha Loka, you don't need all this electricity. So like in this temple, we have to put these lights all the time. But if you have a temple of Lord, and let us say you have your temple in there, correct? So even each of the planets in the spiritual world, they are also very big, vast. So it seems, two-thirds is spiritual world, one-third is this material world. So you can imagine, in material world there are millions and millions of uncountable number of universes, how big it is. Then you go to spiritual world, it is so big, correct? And here, even though it is so big universe, earth we say it is so big universe, then if you want to have a land size of 1 square meter next to the temple, you have to pay minimum $13,000, 1 square meter. Correct? So, I'm sure this of course it changes from time to time. Sometimes 10,000, sometimes 13, sometimes 30 also, 30,000. Depending upon what we build on top of it. Okay, so it's very expensive, so difficult. You have to work like long to get that little space. But in spiritual world, no need to. Correct? You want your own dedicated city, you can get it one. So Lord will give you. So there, you can see, those are self-effulgent. So there is no electricity board, there is no electricity company. You don't have to break your head and scratch your head all the time to find out who is the cheap electricity service provider. This is what happens. Some people are, do. Even often I receive a call, hey, what company you are getting service from? Something. Then they will say, promise. Oh, here is our company that gives you 20% discount. Correct? And as a result, so much of our time is getting wasted in this managing our life with trying to get electricity, trying to get water, trying to get groceries, trying to get medicine. Simply life is getting wasted. But in the spiritual world, no need to worry about. So you can. There are trees that are whispering trees. So you can be ever youthful, no need of, so there are no medical manufacturers there, right? So because you are all healthy, why you need medicine? So when you are medieval food. So that is described here. Then finally it is a self, means they are so effusion that the place is illuminating. So according to here, you see here, illuminating the whole like universe. So that is very effulgent percentage. And that is why they are saying, now sirs, so now they can describe their qualities. Then Yamudra is saying, sir, now you please tell us, why are you obstructing us? We are performing our duty and you are coming our own way, why? So that is the question they are asking. And answer to this, that last question, sirs, that is Vishnu Dutas, why are you obstructing us? And that answer you will find tomorrow. Okay? So I will leave something for tomorrow's Pravachana Acharyas. So with this, let me stop here. So thank you very much for hearing patiently and opportunity to speak little whatever come out of my mati. Hare Krishna. Thank you, thank you. Hare Krishna.